Hey, there's a new scam out. It seems like there's a new scam out every day. Thomas Johnson is on the phone. He's the Vice President of Public Relations at the Better Business Bureau of Chicago and Northern Illinois. This time it's when they're sending us something that says, we've got a free gift for you. And I thought most of us knew that there's really nothing free, but people are getting scammed, aren't they, Tom?
Lisa, thanks. It's wonderful to be with you. And yes, this is a new twist on an old scam. How many fake notices, texts, and emails have we gotten saying your account is delinquent? There's something wrong with your bank account, your Amazon account. So this is a whole new twist. Now they're thanking you for being a loyal customer and always paying your bill on time, and they have a free gift for you.
Yeah. And you're getting complaints about this because people are falling for it, right?
This is really, we are getting a ton of reports about this across the nation right now. It's kind of one of those quick hit wonders, hopefully, but it is just amazing. We've not seen this one before, and so people either respond. What scammers usually try to do is try to get you, try to have emotion overrule logic in any case. You know, the old scams about, hey, the IRS, Social Security, there's a problem with your taxes. People get emotional about that, so they make a move without really thinking about it. This is kind of using the same format, but in a different way. We've got a free gift for you. And the funny thing is, in almost all of these cases that we've seen so far, it doesn't identify the company that is rewarding you for the payment. And so people, you know, they get taken out by emotion and they're thinking, yes, you know what? I do always pay my bill, and how nice someone's about to reward me. They don't know if, you know, if it's their phone account, if it's their bank account, utility account. And they just say, wow, free gift. I better see who's sending this. And I wonder what the free gift is. And by that time, they've already clicked on the link, which is bad news. And then often the scammers will next try to get you to enter additional information.
Right. They're going to need a credit card or some form of identification or your social security number in order for you to collect that free gift.
Exactly. So they can do anything from ask you your address, ask for your account number to verify, and they don't have it to begin with. And they can ask you a variety of questions. And in the case of financial institutions, it gets really dangerous because then they can start, we need to verify your account number. And it can get really dangerous. But this is one of those fast hit emotions, and I think they've pulled this one out of the woodwork because it's something new. Instead of threatening people, which is their typical MO, this is now rewarding people. We've seen this for years in fake sweepstakes and fake lottery scams, but this one's just a free gift for being someone who pays your bill on time. And
this is
it's nabbing a lot of people. So
just quickly, because I've only got about a minute left. This is Tom Johnson, by the way. He's the VP of Public Relations at the Better Business Bureau. When you click on that link, and even if you were to make the mistake and give them their address, isn't that information that they could easily obtain anyway? Your address in your physical address just by looking up your name.
Yeah, sometimes they are just verifying that this is a real live email. And so then they can continue to come after you. And as we always say, check it out with the agency first. Never give any information. If someone's saying, hey, you paid your phone bill for, you know, and we're going to give you a free gift, just call up your carrier and verify that. And inevitably, it's just a scam. So we really urge people to do that. And if you run across anything like that, please report it to the BBB Scam Tracker.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
My pleasure, Lisa. Always a pleasure to be with you.
And Steve, when you take the company-wide test that they administer, you know, to make sure that we don't fall for these phishing emails, did you see that one of the number one things they always say is it's all based on emotion?
Yeah. And by the way, I got a phone call from a scam likely while you two were talking.
No, really?
Yeah, I did. But it's okay. I gave them $100 and they went away.
Another text message in about Jimmy, the barista at the Peoria Starbucks. Somebody said, I think Jimmy Kidd spoke. The app allows tips. The in-person card reader at the counter does not. Only the app allows tipping. Hopefully we're at the end of that conversation.
Doesn't that bother you, though, when they spin that tablet at you? And you
it does say no tip. If you don't want to tip,
know,
don't do
but
it.
I mean, you go to places where the guy will hand me downstairs a Diet Coke. Just hand me a Diet Coke.
It no,
I pick
it up. Into it, right?
I pick it up myself and hand it to him, and he charges me. And then the tablet spins at me, and it's like $2.
You know where the worst place is? When you go to a music festival. Because they do that at every music festival. So for every beer, you feel the lowest tip is $2. And you're like, okay, I'm already paying $14 for the beer. Could have bought a 12-pack. It's 3:28. Steve's got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.